am all over it, in the creature that I brought forth. And it shows that I made the whole program work from beginning to end. I took a corrupted, fallen creature that I love, and I brought them to the image and glory of my Son, Jesus Christ, back into full standing with me and more. And my light is shining all over them. Signed, God. Here it is. For the whole universe to watch and see. Anyone who will make that trip with me, he says, I will give everything. Not only do you get in the kingdom, you make a great inheritance in the kingdom. So our goal and objective is love. But in order to get there, we have to make the journey. And that journey involves one very important step. We have to get rid of our own self-righteousness. Because that makes us think we can do it. Now, when I say we have to get rid of, I mean that in quotes. Actually, it's the process of God getting rid of it for us. But we have to let Him by faith do it. There's a journey from self-righteousness to love. That's the story of man. The story of Israel. The story of Peter. The story of David. The story of Job. The story all the way through Scripture. God starts with an individual who thinks they are the cat meow, and He lets them prove they're not. And in a sense, lets them be destroyed, almost in a sense. And then says, now, do you think you're the cat meow anymore? Now let me demonstrate what I can do for you. And then He takes them with them to the heights of glory. Once they realize they've got nothing to give to the program, and can do nothing of any sort, and have no value to add. Not just in getting into the kingdom, but in walking in the kingdom. That's why Peter's story is so important to us. Peter's story is important. I want you to think about, in Scripture, how many people were turned over to Satan? You can think of off the top of your head. How many people were turned over to Satan? Was Peter turned over to Satan? Christ said, Peter, Satan desired to have you at 50 years' wheat. Peter was turned over to Satan. Was Job turned over to Satan? Yep, it sure was. Was David ever hit by Satan? Who caused David to number the people? Satan caused him to number the people. It says so directly. Three individuals. Was Paul ever turned over to Satan? Or at least the satanic forces. Were you turned over to them? Yeah. What's the common element of these guys? What's with the Satan deal being turned over to them? What's the common element these guys all have? And I'll tell you, the common element is very strong in Scripture. It's the before and after picture. God has very carefully recorded for us on each of these events what the person was like before they were turned over to Satan, and then what they were like during being turned over to Satan, and what they became when Satan got a hold of them, and then what they became afterwards when they learned what they were supposed to learn. There is a common element that gets the name brought up in the throne room of heaven when Satan's present, but you don't want. Like, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Peter? And Satan says, I want him. What is it that triggers God to bring your name up in the throne room of heaven when Satan is present? If we can learn that secret, maybe we can keep our name out of the throne room in that regard. That would be healthy, actually. And we are given them as an example for that reason. What we'll see when we go through the story of John 21 is this. Each one of these guys, all is clearly shown to be extremely self-righteous before they're turned over to Satan. And then, when they're turned over to Satan, they get squashed. They allow themselves to be, they squash themselves, basically. And then God lifts them back